Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming up, we're going to tell you things you need to let your real estate agent know up front before starting your home search. Hello, folks, and welcome. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week by my good friends, realtor Sean Falk.
Hi.
And producer, Mr. Corey Fiescanaro.
Welcome.
And so before we get started, just a reminder, please, right now, if you haven't done it already, help us out. Hit that subscribe button and hit that thumbs up button too. If you want to hit the bell, you can hit the bell. I don't care as much about that. But the bell is going to notify you whenever we add something to the channel, so you don't miss anything, especially if we go out live, which we'll be doing more of. But that thumbs up and that subscribe really help us out with the YouTube algorithm. So really appreciate your support there. So as I mentioned, we are going to talk about some tips for things you need to let your real estate agent know before you begin your home search. And again, I am going to defer to the man who deals with this every day, multiple times a day, even in between these shows, having to step outside to take phone calls from clients, answer questions, which he does so well, Mr. Sean Falk. So, okay. Sean, what are some things you want to make sure people know to let you know before they start their search?
Yeah. So obviously we want you to use our agents, but no matter who your realtor is, there's definitely key points that you need to let them know. And I've learned over time how to help people structure their needs and wants. So I actually think one of the best things you can do is sit down as a couple, as a family, whatever it is, and essentially rank what your priorities are and rank what your needs are. We're just there to help guide you in that. And I, you know, over time I've learned the best service that I offer to people is kind of a security in knowing contracts and these types of things. I do help find the house, but you know what you like, I don't know what you like. Like the other people don't necessarily know. You know what's going to appeal to you the most. So definitely as you're presenting it to me, hey, when I say, what's your ideal home or what's the dream what's the perfect house is usually what I ask people. And that typically I'll guide them and say, hey, you know, kind of rank in order. What's the most important? Is it location? Is it the amount of money you want to spend? Or are you flexible on that? I can't even tell you how many times somebody will say, oh, my budget's $350,000. And then that's what I'm sending them. And suddenly they're like, hey, you didn't send me anything I liked, but I found this house and this house is $450,000. I'm like, well, no, I didn't send you that because it wasn't in your price range. So it wasn't in the price point you wanted. So, making sure that they know, even if you say, I've had people tell me, hey, I could spend up to $500,000, but I don't want to spend more than $350,000. I'll keep it towards that $350,000, or I'll even like kind of just split it. I can even send you two different MLS forms, like one that is some of those that are getting towards your $500,000 range, but another one that goes out daily that's your $350,000 range. And any agent can do that. That's a realtor. So you can just ask them to kind of set you up on two different ones. And, or let's say you want a pool or a hot tub or anything. I'm usually going to let you know, or you can ask me, hey, is this going to severely hurt what homes I'm finding? Because on your end, you're going to be looking on Zillow and, realtor.com and all these things. Cause you just are, and people do that. And, sometimes you find what you're looking for and it may not match what you had previously said. Oh, pool was, I can't tell you how many times somebody was like, oh, the pool is a must have. It's mm-hmm. required. And then you end up buying a house that doesn't have a pool, but I'm not going to show you houses that don't have a pool. If you tell me that's a must have, I will not tell you about a house if it doesn't have a pool.
Right. There are certain certain areas where you can't second guess what a client tells you. Oh boy, that was loud. God bless you.
Thank you.
I thought he was like having a stroke. You can't second guess when a client says, this is a must have for me.
Oh yeah.
You know, at that point, you know, we might have a feeling that, yeah, okay, it's a must have now. I'll guarantee you in a month from now, it's not right. going to be, but we have to go with what you say. Mm-hmm. But that's also part of having that, a good communication with your agent.
Yeah.
And being able to talk to your agent and this, you know, where we see it a lot where people's must haves at the very beginning are not their must haves when they finally buy a house.
Mm-hmm. And that's a severely limiting thing. Sometimes if you come and say, hey, I want a spa or a hot tub, it's determinant of where, if there already is one. And also, like, did the agent who filled out the form to put it in the MLS, did they even checkmark that there was a hot tub? Because if not, it's not going to come up in my searches. And I'm not going to know that it exists because they didn't. And good example, a few days ago, somebody had wanted that. And me having to filter in a hot tub brought them from having over 100 homes available to them down to 7. Obviously, there are more than 7 houses that have a hot tub. So just a lot of people didn't check market.
Yeah, well, I mean, to that point, Sean, we know that some listing agents, when they're listing a house for sale, aren't always – we've run into this a lot.
Yeah.
Where not all the pertinent information that is like that mm-hmm. is put in there. And part of that is because, you know, a lot of these houses right now in this time period, they know they're going to sell in about a week. But, you know, so it is that we do see that happen. We do see that happen quite a bit.
Yeah. And a lot of it too is people will pop up and say, oh, like suddenly we're under contract and they're like, oh, the house has to be able to have a fence. Like we have to be able to put up a fence. Or we have to have, you know, some very specific thing. And if I didn't know it beforehand, I don't know that you can put up a fence.
That's a big thing that you have to remember, that any deal breakers is the word that we hear. Any deal breakers have to be in the contract first. Because if it's not in the contract, it doesn't matter whether it's a deal breaker for you after the fact. That was not put into the contract. So therefore, it's not a term for the sale.
Yeah.
We've seen this happen before where people have come after the fact and said, oh, no, being able to put in a fence is a deal breaker. Well, you probably should have told us that at the very beginning because we didn't put that in the contract.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the HOA is going to approve. You know, most of these communities have HOAs. So yeah, all of things like that. That's why, like, as Sean mentioned, really good idea to sit down and write out what your absolute and think through, like, you know, I've got dogs. I want to make sure my yard is fenced in. Mm-hmm. And if we find the perfect house, but it doesn't have a fenced in yard, am I able to put one in? Those kind of details are really important going into the process.
Yeah, and it's important too that you're letting your realtor know those types of things because we don't get HOA documents. Even then, if there is an HOA, you just sign a disclosure acknowledging that the HOA exists, who the HOA is, and what the price of it is. But we don't get the bylaws. We don't get those things. I do my best to try to help people get it, but we're not going to be able to get it up front for you to be able to put an offer and have a couple days in between. Like it's almost impossible to get that unless the community has uploaded it onto a website that's, you know, publicly accessible, which usually it's not. So you don't get to see every detail. They're nothing too crazy most of the time. Like they're usually pretty standard across the board. But obviously, yeah, I mean, if there's something like that, we need to be making sure, even if it's just a casual, like, hey, can I put in a fence? If I'm driving around the neighborhood and I see homes that have fences and they all are vinyl fences, then I can pretty much relay back, hey, yeah, you can put in a fence. Obviously, HOA has to approve it, but like other, but usually I'll say other homes in the neighborhood have a vinyl fence. So more than likely, yes, but it probably is going to have to be this specific style of fence because no one had a different style than this. So that's another reason why it's important so that your realtor can be on the lookout for kind of what's going on. Another thing to let your realtor know is going to be and it's not to pry, but like what's happening with your job situation. So if you're relocating from another state and your plan is, hey, I'm going to just move down there and I'm going to try to get a loan based on what I'm doing now, they can guide you and kind of help you in knowing if that's the best decision. It may be best for you to purchase a home from where you are now while you're in your current job and you have these finances in order already, buy a second home here, sell your house there, and then try to refinance to maybe get a lower interest rate because it is a little bit higher when you're buying a second home. But I mean, if you decide to have run into this a time or two where somebody decided to buy a house here, quit their job there, and then they haven't even closed on the house yet. So now their finances fell through and now the bank won't give you a loan at that point. And it's just something you didn't even think about at the time. Like, oh yeah, I was just gonna up and move down there and that was my plan. And that's not necessarily a good plan to do that. And your realtor can forewarn you of some stuff like that. But if they don't know the situation, then there's really nothing that can be done at that point because it was not part of the deal and it wasn't part of the contract. And also you just spent a lot of time unnecessarily when you could have avoided that problem up front and not had the issue later down the road beforehand. So I think that's a pretty good start for people as they contact and as they reach out and just say, hey, I'm interested in purchasing something. And also time frame that you're looking in is a really good one too. Time frame on when you'd like to close or maybe when you need to close, especially if you're selling a house where you live. You may say, hey, we're selling in Massachusetts and we want to buy something there. It's very hard to time that out because you really need to get your house there under contract first. But you need a delayed closing because you want to give yourself time to find something here so that you don't have a gap period and, you know, you don't have a house at that point because you have nowhere to move your stuff because now somebody else is moving in your house and you want to come here. So definitely coordinating that with your realtor up front and just saying, hey, this is what I'm doing, and your realtor there where you live now, and just let them know this is my overall plan and my goal. What is it that I need to do to kind of move forward? Because that's what we're here for, really, is to either answer those questions or at least figure out how to help you answer those questions and help you figure out where you need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a look at some of the things you need to consider about what you need to let your real estate agent know when you begin your home search. And of course, there are, you know, details are important, right? You know, making sure that you've thought through, you know, and obviously that's, things will change and things will morph as you go through the process. That's fully understandable. But having a good idea up front of what you're looking for and what these specifics are, really good to communicate that to your realtor at the start. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, if you're interested in buying a home in Central Florida, head over to our website, movingtoorlando.com. Fill out the contact form. One of our realtors will get in touch with you, or you can email Sean directly at Sean, S-E-A-N, at movingtoorlando.com, and he can help you out as well. And that is going to do it for this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week.